better believe it's a good morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Are you ready to get the week started with the gang at Spirit in the Morning? Well, I sure am. Thank you for joining me. I know the Eagles lost on Sunday. We're going to talk to Dave Parker about that. His undefeated record is broken, but we'll get to that in a minute. It's okay. There is hope. There is next week, and there is a show that we have for you today, a very uplifting show. We do have some good news as well. This is breaking news in Philadelphia. The SEPTA strike is officially over. Praise the Lord for that. A lot of us are going to be very glad to hear that news. So that's just breaking this morning. And in fact, when Anna Mitchell will do the news at the halfway point of the show, she's kind enough to record that news for us just before the Sunrise Morning Show airs. She's going to mention the SEPTA strike, but we got this breaking news in after Anna did the news, so just keep that in mind. But man, that is a great way to start the week off. And why don't we start the show off as we do every day with St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I'm Gary Zimak. Glad to be back here with you on Spirit in the Morning, broadcast Monday through Friday on Holy Spirit Radio. We've got a great show for you today. If you're a fan of those segments that we do by the Christophers, those Christopher Minutes that we do every day on the show, I know I'm getting a lot of good comments about them. Tony Rossi, the voice of those segments, he's actually the communication director for the Christophers. He's going to be joining us live on the program. Unfortunately, Tony is coming to us from New York City, so we'll try to downplay that humiliating Eagles defeat. Oh, man. This was not fun. Friday, I had Tony Shelia from North Jersey. Today, Tony Rossi from the Christophers. North Jersey people, New York people, the Eagles lose to the Giants. It's going to be tough, but we're going to get through it. Got lots of great songs for you today as well. Your Be Not Afraid Bible verse is going to be coming up at 7:50. Also, I'm going to be talking about the importance of making a difference. You know, that's the whole theme of the Christophers, this idea that we can all make a difference. Tomorrow is Election Day. That is a big chance for us to make a difference. So I'll have a few comments about that as well. But right now, I want to introduce my sidekick, the man of the hour, too sweet to be sour. He is back with us again, looking good today, Mr. Dave Parker.
Thank you, Gary. It's good to be back. Hi, everybody. How's your Monday going?
My Monday's good. How about yours, brother?
It's going really well.
How was your weekend?
It was good, except wasn't there supposed to be a game played yesterday?
We won't talk about that,
man.
Mr. Parker, but what's with the prediction?
I don't know. I have to go back and work on it, man.
Study the films, right?
Study the films.
No, it's good to be back for another week with you, Dave. Great to see you here.
Likewise, Gare.
Yeah, so we got a lot of good things to talk about. You know the purpose of this show. We're here to lift you up. We're here to raise your spirits. There are a lot of depressing things going on in the world, but I need you to relax because all is good. God is in charge. That's what we never need to forget. So hang with us for this hour. We're going to lift your spirits. We're going to talk about the good things that are going on in the world. And really, what's the good thing? That Jesus Christ loves us. He's our Lord, He's our Savior, and He is in charge. And He wants to be involved in your life. So please, don't ever forget that. With that in mind, let's turn to today's gospel from Daily Mass. We read this every day on the program. It's a great way to hear the Lord speak, and I think that's very important. That's something we should never forget, that He does speak to us each day through sacred scripture. You start doing that. Trust me, you start doing that, and eventually what will happen is you will feel more peaceful. You hear His words through sacred scripture, you're going to feel more peaceful. You're going to come alive, and you're going to realize that any problem that you face can be conquered by the Lord. He's either going to take it away or give you the grace to deal with it. Let's listen to the gospel. It's from Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 6. Jesus said to His disciples, "Things that cause sin will inevitably occur. But woe to the one through whom they occur. It would be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and he be thrown into the sea than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he wrongs you seven times in one day and returns to you seven times saying, I'm sorry, you should forgive him. And the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. The Lord replied, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. There's a lot going on in that gospel. And by the way, it is linked at spiritinthemorning.com in case you forget it, and I recommend you do this, in case you want to go and look at it again throughout the day. Here's what's going on here. And there are a lot of messages here. And I think they're all positive because Jesus doesn't have any bad news. He really only has good news. What he's saying here, and it's funny that we have Tony Rossi coming on the show from the Christophers. Their message is, it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. In other words, go out and make a difference. Do something. You can make a difference. Jesus is saying that it's possible for us to either be a good example or a bad example. And he's saying, you better be careful with what you do because people are watching you. And if you're a parent like I am, you realize that your children are watching your every move. They're watching how you react, and sometimes you don't even think they're listening or observing, but they're seeing what you do. You can make a huge difference. Because let's look at it this way. If you're someone who claims to be a Christian, you might be working or encounter people in your life who are not Christians or not practicing Christians. They're going to look at you as that example of what a Christ bearer should be. Are you bringing Christ into the world? Are you living your faith? If you're not, but you're preaching it, they're going to say, this guy's a hypocrite. They're going to look at your example, and especially your children. How are you living your life? And look, I am not preaching. I am not pointing fingers because I am really guilty of this. Sometimes I'll say or do something, and I'll realize, you know, I didn't really set a good example for my children, for those around me, for my friends, and I need to do that. And that's what the Lord is calling us all to do today, to set that example. We don't always have to pull out our Bible to set a good example by being nice to the gas station attendant, by being nice to the cashier, by being nice to the customer that comes in, by being nice to our boss when he gives us something to do that we really don't like, or maybe says things to us that are not really that nice, by being friendly to our spouse, even when we don't want to. Maybe somebody hurt us. You know, that's the kind of thing that we're called to do. And Jesus is saying, hey, listen, if you lead somebody to sin by your actions, by your example, you're going to be accountable for that. And you might say, hey, Gary, that's not good news. What are you talking about, this being good news? It is good news because at this moment, each one of us, we are still alive. We haven't been judged yet. We're all going to be judged one day. I'm going to give it to you straight. I'm not going to hold back. I have good news on this program, but look, let's face it. This earthly life, it's going to come to an end, and we're going to be held accountable for how we lived our life. You've got that chance today. No matter what you did in the past is gone. Forget the past. You have that chance today to be a light in the darkness. There's a lot of darkness out there. It's up to people like you and me to make that difference. By your actions, by you not being willing to go along with the gossip at the office, you can make a huge difference. Now, that's tricky. How do you do that in a charitable way? Well, you ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Maybe you can try to say something good about the person that's being belittled in the office. I know it's challenging, but this is where the Holy Spirit can help us. We don't do this on our own. And then you can shift the whole conversation. You know, there are little things that we can do. And then Jesus goes on to say, if somebody wrongs you seven times in one day and returns to you seven times, saying, I'm sorry, you should forgive him. That's seven. That's the biblical number, the perfect number in the Bible. So when you hear seven, that represents an infinite amount of times. In other words, if somebody wrongs you, you have to forgive them. Doesn't mean you have to go out and buy them dinner. Doesn't mean you have to go to the bar and have a beer with them. They don't have to be your best friend, but you somehow have to forgive them. How do you do that? By making the decision to forgive them. You still might feel that feeling in your stomach. That's not too good. That's okay. It doesn't matter how you feel. It matters how you do. Forgiveness, it's an act of the will. And yeah, the Lord's challenging us here. But if we really claim to have a relationship with Jesus, isn't that what we want? We want him to challenge us. Might not feel good. Sometimes it doesn't feel good to forgive. But it also didn't feel good to hang on a cross, you know? So, and it really, this comes about this desire to change comes about by thinking about the Lord, by having the relationship with Him, by focusing on what He did for you, and also by letting the Holy Spirit take charge of your life. It is a process. It is not something that happens overnight. It is something that I struggle with every day. There are people that I have a real hard time forgiving, and I have to make that decision. I'm going to forgive them. I'm going to pray for them. If possible, I'm going to tell them, I forgive you. But sometimes that's not possible. But you can pray for them. You can ask the Lord to bless them. There are so many different things you can do. And finally, after the apostles are hearing this, they're beginning to freak out a little bit. Obviously, can you imagine? You know how you feel right now. These guys at this point in time didn't have the Holy Spirit as you and I do. So they're beginning to freak out, and they're thinking, uh-oh, this is not good. First, you're telling us to be good examples and that we're going to be held responsible for leading people astray. Now you're telling us we have to forgive other people. Come on, Lord, increase our faith. That's such a common request. We do that all the time. Oh, I wish I had better faith. And that's a good thing to do. Ask the Lord to increase your faith. But what did Jesus say? And this is key. He said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted, planted in the sea, and it would obey you. In other words, if you have the smallest amount of faith and you put it into practice, amazing things are going to happen. Essentially, what Jesus is saying is use your faith. Use the faith that you have. Now, what we need to remember is that we receive faith when we're baptized. It's a gift. So I don't care how little your faith is, how little you trust in the Lord, how little you really put your faith into practice, give it a try. Put your faith into practice, and you can do great things with the Lord's help. That's the message there. So try it today. How do you put your faith into practice? You ask the Lord for what you need. You need something in your life, I don't care how big it is, put it into practice. And you don't believe that you can ever change, that you could ever be a good person, that you could ever forgive 7 times 7. The Lord said we can do it. So put your faith into practice and say, all right, Lord, you said I can do this. I'm going to just do it. Doesn't feel good, but I'm going to forgive this person. So that's the gospel today. Check it out again. Think about it. Let these words sink in. You know, this is not something you just should hear on Sunday. You really want to hear the Lord speak to you every day. Reading these daily mass readings is a great way to do that. You can find them linked at spiritinthemorning.com. I'm Gary Zimak, and if you want to get in touch with me, I would love to hear from you. Maybe you want to invite me to speak at your parish. I'm in the Delaware Valley. I would love to do that. You can reach me at gary@holyspiritradio.org. I want to also extend an offer. If you would like me to pray for you, I would be happy to do that. Do you have a problem? Prayer works. I believe that prayer works. No matter if it doesn't feel like it or not to you, let me know if I can pray for you. Gary@HolySpirit.org, HolySpiritRadio.org, I'm sorry. And I would be happy to pray for you for whatever it is that you may need. So keep that in mind. Remember, coming up on the show today, we have Tony Rossi from the Christophers. I'm also going to be giving you some advice for Election Day tomorrow. You know, a lot of us are really torn about what to do tomorrow. I'm going to give you some advice. Coming up after the next break, we also have the Be Not Afraid Bible verse at 7:50 today. Lots of good things on Spirit in the Morning. I hope you'll stick with us for the entire hour. I have some songs that I handpicked. Oh, man, it's going to be a great show, so I hope you can stick with us for the entire hour. Just a reminder that tomorrow, Frank Eliason and myself from the station are headed down to Birmingham, Alabama, to participate in the EWTN radio conference. We are going to be broadcasting live from Birmingham, so check that out. We'll be here with you all week. My buddy Dave will be in the studio holding things together. We'll be here for you all week on Spirit of the Morning. Also, do me a favor, let your friends know about the show. We're trying our best to get the word out. We're still relatively new in the Philadelphia area. We want you to spread the word for us. Let people know that we are here. The more the merrier, as the saying goes. Right now, your Spirit in the Morning wake-up time is 7:14. Get your coffee warmed up. Get your eggs frying. We're going to be here for a while. Stick with us.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for November 7th. Today, we celebrate Saint Didicus. How many of us could be accused of being so generous with the poor that friends express concern about the depth of our charity? Most of us would probably be found innocent of such a charge if it were ever leveled against us. But today's saint didn't get off so easily. Didacus, or Diego, was born in Spain in 1400 and spent some time living as a hermit. After becoming a Franciscan brother, he developed a reputation for his heroic penances and legendary generosity toward the poor. He volunteered for the missions in the Canary Islands and worked there with great energy and success. In 1450, Diacus was sent to Rome to attend the canonization of St. Bernardine of Siena, a fellow Franciscan. Many of the friars attending the event became sick, and Diacus stayed for several months to nurse them back to health. Returning to Spain, Diacus pursued a life of contemplation full-time before his death in 1463. At his canonization in 1588, Diacus was praised for the holiness of his life and for his example. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
My name is Regret. I'm pretty sure we have met. Every single day of your life, I'm the whisper inside that won't let you forget. Hello, my name is Defeat. I know you recognize me. Just when you think you can win, I'll drag you right back down again till you've lost all belief. Oh, these are the voices. Oh, these are the lies. And I have believed them for the very last time.
Yet. It was Matthew West with Hello, My Name Is. Yeah, we're all children of God. Isn't that a good thing? Isn't that a good message? That's what I like about some of these songs that I pick. And I handpick all the songs. You know, let me know what you think about the music. Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. You can email me, let me know. I know some of it's a little different, but this show is designed to lift you up. That's what I try to do in the morning. I want to lift you up. We are different. I'm going to say right now, we are different. Man, are we different than any other Catholic show out there. Right? And me and Mr. Parker, we're different. We try to lift you up. Not that the other shows are bad. Everybody does things a little bit differently. But this, I think, is the inspiration that we have for this show. We try to do things differently. We're unique. I'll say that, right? And we try to combine the music, the inspiration, the guest, to get you lifted up. Why? Because it's so easy to get your eyes off of the Lord. We want to get your eyes back on Christ, get you to know Him, and to realize that He's with you every step of the way, no matter where you go. Today's weather, right now it's 40 degrees at the Philadelphia International Airport. Today it's going to be sunny with a high near 58. Tonight, clear with a low around 41. And then Tuesday, Election Day, sunny with a high near 67. So that's what you have in store for you. And as I mentioned before the break, Frank and I, our operations manager, we're going to be headed down to Birmingham, Alabama tomorrow to participate in the EWTN Catholic Radio Conference. We're going to get together with all of our affiliates, and hopefully we're going to bring you some really good guests down at the conference. A lot of people are going to be down there, and we're going to be broadcasting live, so make sure you tune in to the program throughout the week. Now, upcoming in a few minutes, we'll have Tony Rossi here from the Christophers. I wanted to touch on the idea of the election and our responsibilities as Catholics. I mean, I got to talk about it. Let's face it, so many of us are stressed out about the upcoming election. Relax. Tomorrow on the show, Patty Armstrong is going to be joining us to talk about how to survive the election season. And I talked a little bit about this last week. She wrote a great article for the National Catholic Register. And I briefly touched on it, but tomorrow, Patty will actually be on the program with us to talk about how can we survive this? Because let's face it, no matter what happens, some of us are going to be unhappy tomorrow. Depending on who wins, who loses, we're going to it's very possible for us to become stressed out and to lose sight of the fact that God's still in charge. Jesus is still our King, no matter how we feel. That's what we need to remember. So Patty will be helping us out. But today, I thought it would be really appropriate, since Tony's going to be coming on from the Christophers, and their whole message is, their slogan is, it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. Their message emphasizes that we're all called to do something for the good of society. We're called to bring Christ to the world. A lot of times we forget that, and we get depressed about the way things are. Oh, what good will I do? What can my witness do? What can my example do? Well, you heard what the Lord said in the gospel. We're called to be a witness to other people. We're called to be a light shining in the darkness. And with that in mind, tomorrow we have a chance to do that. As Catholics, we have an obligation to vote. A lot of times we don't make that connection, but I have something linked at spiritinthemorning.com. There are guidelines from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, voting guidelines. A lot of good links there. I'm not going to go into them, but I want you to take some time to read them. Now, one of the links is a link to a document from the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. The document is called Forming Consciences for Faithful Citizenship. It's guidelines for voting, for being a good citizen. Sometimes we don't make the connection between our faith and our role in society, but there is a connection. I just want to read briefly from that document from the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. In the Catholic tradition, responsible citizenship is a virtue, and participation in political life is a moral obligation. People in every nation enhance the social dimension of their lives by acting as committed and responsible citizens. The obligation to participate in political life is rooted in our baptismal commitment to follow Jesus Christ and to bear Christian witness in all we do. As the Catechism of the Catholic Church reminds us, it is necessary that all participate, each according to his position and role, in promoting the common good. This obligation is inherent in the dignity of the human person. As far as possible, citizens should take an active part in public life. Tomorrow you have that chance. Tomorrow you have that chance to go out and vote. That's if you can get out. You know, if you're able to do an absentee ballot, if you can't get out, or if there's some way to vote, please do it. If you can't, well, then you can't. But if you can, don't think it's okay to not participate by voting. And when you go into the election booth, I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. The church will not tell you who to vote for. But take your Catholic identity with you. As Catholics, we have a certain set of values. And if you look at these guidelines from the Archdiocese, again, they're not going to tell you who to vote for. But they have a great document there that outlines the positions on major issues, major moral issues of the two presidential candidates and the various other candidates. Please take a look at them. This is what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to take this obligation seriously. And you know, I don't like to lecture you on this show. I don't like to bring you down because you get enough of this by watching the news. But please take this seriously and don't think there's nothing you can do. I think that's where our anxiety arises. We start to think, well, what good can I do? You could do a lot of good. Your vote tomorrow matters. It matters in the eyes of the Lord. No matter what the outcome is, He wants you to participate as a Catholic, to participate and take your Catholic identity into the voting booth, and also you can pray. There are a lot of people praying and fasting for the country right now. You know we need it. It's tough out there. And, you know, we're faced with some very difficult challenges in this election. Our Archbishop Chaput, has weighed in about this, about the shortcomings in both major presidential candidates. It's no secret. This happens every time we have an election. There is no such thing as a perfect candidate. But we have a certain set of core beliefs as Catholics. First and foremost, and the bishops have said this over and over, is the right to protect life, is the duty to protect life from conception to natural death. That's really important. Keep that in mind as you vote tomorrow, okay? And please, go make a difference. Your vote matters. And then you need to remember that the Lord is in charge. So don't get freaked out by the polling, by what you're seeing on the internet, by all the negativity that's all over Facebook and Twitter. And also, don't get sucked into that. We need to love one another, no matter what the other person believes. And I'm seeing that on both sides of the fence. A lot of hatred out there. We can't have that. We can't have that. It's not what the Lord wants us to do. So He wants us to love one another, even if we don't like one another. It's okay. I don't like everybody. But I know I have to love everybody. There's a huge difference there. Love is not a feeling. It's an action. And it's a conscious decision. So make a difference tomorrow. Make sure you go out and vote. And today, do something to make a difference. You have a chance to go on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, on Twitter, send an email, talk to somebody, to lift somebody up instead of tearing them down. And again, we're going to have Tony Rossi on after the break to talk about the message of the Christophers, that you can make a difference. And again, our thanks to Anna Mitchell for recording the news for us. You're going to hear her talk about the SEPTA strike. But we've got that late-breaking news that the strike is over. Praise the Lord, 728 on Spirit in the Morning.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Hillary Clinton will head into tomorrow's presidential vote free from the cloud of the FBI email investigation, while a confident Donald Trump is sticking to his contention she's corrupt and the process is rigged. Trump heads to Florida, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and New Hampshire today. Clinton's big event in Philadelphia tonight includes the president and Mrs. Obama, along with rock stars Bruce Springsteen and Jon Bon Jovi. Former U.S. Attorney General Janet Reno has died at age 78. Reno's goddaughter says she died from complications of Parkinson's disease. Reno was the first woman to serve as U.S. Attorney General and was the epicenter of several political storms during the Clinton administration, including the seizure of Elian Gonzalez, the little boy who was taken from the Little Havana home of his Miami relatives so he could be returned to his father in Cuba. And Pope Francis held a special Sunday Mass for prisoners in St. Peter's Basilica. telling them that all people have made mistakes and urging them to never give up hope in God's mercy. He later urged political leaders across the world to respect the dignity of inmates and offer them amnesty whenever possible. Pope Francis was celebrating this jubilee for prisoners as part of the Holy Year of Mercy, which comes to an end later this month. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Summers and Zims, where safety and comfort are the foundations upon which our grandfathers built the company. We provide 24/7 emergency service in plumbing, furnace, and air conditioning repair, proudly serving Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square, as well as southern and eastern Lancaster County. If you are having an emergency with any of these systems, call Summers and Zims at 610-593-5129 or visit our website at sumzim.com. And we will gladly help you return to full operation.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes. Thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. In 2007, Arnold Harvey, a sanitation driver in Silver Spring, Maryland, began to notice more and more people sleeping on the streets of his overnight route. He and his wife, Teresa, decided to collect food and blankets to hand out to those in need. In a Good Morning America segment on their story, the Harveys can be seen driving around in the early morning hours to deliver what they call love bags. The Harveys' ministry also led them to start a food bank run out of a rented warehouse. Arnold says, "As long as I know there's somebody out here, it's hard to go home, sit at a table, and eat a meal." Teresa adds, "The reason we're here is the passion of God and the love of people." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Two doors down, one rocking chair is rocking. She sits there all alone, her husband dead and gone. The best years of her life they spent together. He was always strong, but now she's on her own. And the telephone never rings. No one laughs, no one sings. It's quiet there. Does anyone care? Light your world. Let the love of God shine through in the little things you do. Down the street, she cracks the door, surprised that he came over. Flowers in his hand, like a little gentleman. He said, "I picked these just for you. Hope you like the color blue. Could I stay a while? To see you smile. Light your world. Let the love of God shine through in the little things you do. Light your world.
That was Light Your World by New Song. I want to tell you a little story about that song. I originally picked a different second song for today's show, but when I was saying my prayers yesterday morning, that song just popped into my head. I thought this is perfect because you have Tony Rossi coming up from the Christophers, and I want to talk a little, and you know, that's their message. Light your world. Do what you can. Light that one candle instead of cursing the darkness. I want to mention briefly that the way I originally found out about the Christophers, I was in the Adoration Chapel at my local church, and there was a brochure, and this probably goes back to the mid-90s. Found this brochure. It's called Live Joyfully. I'm looking at it right now. It's all about how to live joyfully. There's a quote on the front, "The greatest honor you can give to Almighty God is to live gladly, joyfully, because of the knowledge of His love." That's a quote by Blessed Julian of Norwich. And I really embrace this message of the Christophers, just this idea that we're all called to be that light in the darkness. We're all called to do something each day. And ever since then, I've loved the message. I put a picture of these books on spiritinthemorning.com. I even managed on eBay to find some of Father Keller, the founder of the Christophers, some of his original books. And I have a little autographed note from him as well. And his message just touches me. So many of us, we forget that we can all make a difference today. We have today. We can make a difference in the world. And I'm so blessed here at Spirit in the Morning to be able to feature every day these Christopher Minutes. And Tony Rossi is the voice of these Christopher Minutes. He is the communications director for the Christophers. He has served as the Christophers TV producer for 11 years. And currently, he is, as I said, the communications director. This job includes hosting and producing the radio show and podcast Christopher Close-Up and Christopher Minutes. He also writes and edits the syndicated Light One Candle columns and the annual 3 Minutes a Day book. Tony he does a fantastic job, and I'm pleased to welcome him to the air. Now, Tony, are you there?
I am here, Gary. Thanks so much for having me on the show. And we have in common the fact that I also learned about the Christophers from a Christopher pamphlet in the 80s called Failure Isn't Fatal. It's funny that we both remember the pamphlets we started out with them.
Yeah, you know, Tony, I have mine here with me right now because I've saved it all these years. It made such a difference. Listen, first of all, I don't want to talk about the football game yesterday because, right? It's Dave Parker's fault. My producer here predicted it. The Eagles just didn't come through. So I'm going to be the bigger man, Tony, and I'm going to say congratulations to your New York Giants.
Thank you very much.
Gary, was that a SEPTA bus that just started rolling?
Yeah, that's right. Sorry for throwing you under the bus. But, Tony, I want you to share with us the mission of the Christophers. A lot of people aren't familiar with the Christophers. Who are they, and what is their mission?
Well, it's a great first question, because in the past I've had people think we are a religious order like the Franciscans, which we're not. Sometimes people have thought we're a family name like the Simpsons, which we are not, you know, really. It's about what our founder, Father James Keller, he chose the name the Christophers because it means Christ bearers in Greek. And the premise is that all of us can be Christ bearers in our lives, that we need to nurture our own relationship with God and our values and then put our faith into action. So instead of just complaining about what's wrong with the world, Father Keller believed in using the media to encourage people to take the initiative to make it better. So that's what we do through all the means you were just talking about, through the Christopher Minutes, which we're thrilled that you're using on your show.
Oh, we love
them. 3 Minutes a Day and News Notes.
We love them. And that is a big problem in the world today. People look at the world around us and we complain instead of doing something. And I think, Tony, do you find that sometimes people almost become paralyzed thinking, there's nothing I can do, and as a result, do nothing?
Yeah, no, I think it's easy to find the negative in the world. I mean, whether it's, every morning while eating breakfast, I read the newspaper and it's crime, murder, war, corruption. But then, you know, I go to work, and what I do with the Christopher is I'm able to remember that the bad stuff isn't the whole story. There are thousands, if not millions, of unknown and unheralded acts of goodness going on around us every day. And I'm sure if your listeners looked at their lives, looked at the people around them, they would see that. And all these acts of goodness, whether God is overtly mentioned or not, those acts reflect the divine. So just like our bodies would fall apart if we ate nothing but junk food, I think our minds and spirits would fall apart if we ingest nothing but bad news. So that's where the Christophers come in. We are kind of an antidote to that. We are pointing out that there is a lot more goodness in the world than you may realize from just reading the newspaper or watching the news.
And that's what we need to remember, that God is still in charge no matter what it looks like. If we look throughout history, there have always been difficult times. There have always been evil leaders and all kinds of bad things happening. But the Lord was in charge then, and he's still in charge now. Tony, you publish a series of books, these 3 minutes a day books. You were kind enough to send me one. These have been published originally. Father Keller started this, but these have been published for years. Tell us a little bit about these 3 minutes a day books that the Christophers publish.
Well, even back in the day when Father Keller started them, he figured, you know, everybody has to have at least 3 minutes a day to focus on their spirituality in some way. And in our times, when everybody seems to be so much more busy, it seems even more relevant to at least take that 3 minutes. So what we do is we share a story or a reflection, and then follow it with a scripture verse, and then just a very short prayer, just to kind of give people the right start to the day. This way they get their mind centered in something that is grounded in spirituality, something grounded in values, something grounded in courage or heroism or one of the other great virtues of the time we live in and of our faith. So it's just a great way for people to spend 3 minutes at the very least, hopefully more, but at least 3 minutes, focusing on their spirits and their hearts and their relationship with God.
And we all can find 3 minutes. I know we're all very busy, but we can all find 3 minutes. And I love reading the book before I go to bed. I have it on my nightstand. How many volumes are you up to already? Is in the 50s, I believe?
This latest volume is volume 51.
Wow.
But you're right, Father Keller started them in the 50s. A few of them, they had like different names, like Make the Most of Your Day, but eventually we settled on 3 minutes a day. So, so these reflections have been going on, almost the entire, the Christophers were founded in 1945. So they've been going on quite a while. And every year in August, people start calling already, we want our new 3 minutes a day
wow.
book. And I'm a little slow as the editor-in-chief getting it out, so it's not usually ready till September, but we're just thrilled that people look forward to it every year.
Tony, where can we get the books? Is it from the Christopher's website or from Amazon?
Yeah, you can order. If you go to christophers.org, you'll see a link there for the 3 minutes a day book. You could call the toll-free number, which is 888-298-4050 during business hours, which is 9 to 5 during the week. If you go to christophers.org, that's probably the easiest way to order.
Okay, and I have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. And I strongly encourage the listeners to check them out. I love the books myself. I think they're very inspirational. And they're not written in such a deep and academic way that they become overwhelming. So it's the type of book that I like because I'm a simple guy. But it also gives me a call to action. It reminds me there's something I can do. And that's, Tony, that's one of the messages of our program. We want to lift people up and let them know that God has a plan for them. He has something that they can do, even if it's just saying a prayer. There's something that they can do. Before I let you go, I have to ask you, what do you enjoy the most about your job?
I really love getting to interview people as part of the Christopher Close-Up. It's a weekly interview show. So I get to talk to a lot of interesting people, some of them famous, some not so famous. I've interviewed actor Jim Caviezel talking about adopting special needs children from China, which is just a great way he figured out to live his faith. I've interviewed, comedy legends like Tim Conway and news people like Jake Tapper and John Dickerson from Face the Nation. So it's just thrilling to get to hear them talk and just to get to hear stories like just since Friday's Veterans Day, I'll throw in one more person, Travis Mills, who was a quadruple amputee from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, one of only five. And he has started a foundation to help other veterans because he, with the help of God and his family, he learned how to live with his condition, and now he's choosing to help others. And again, that's just one of those great stories that we may not hear all the time, but that we need to hear.
Well, I thank you for the work that you do, and we thank you for the Christopher Minutes. We plan to keep airing them because we're getting a lot of positive comments. They're lifting people up. So, Tony, thank you for coming on with us. I'd love to have you on again sometime because we really love the work that you do.
Thank you so much, Gary. It was great to have the opportunity to share our work with your listeners.
All right, brother, and congratulations on that Giants victory again. We'll get you next time.
Thank you.
God bless you, brother. Take care.
God bless you, too.
All right, thanks. That was Tony Rossi from the Christophers. Boy, I really do love the work that they do. They remind us that we can all do something. We can all change the world. Start with the people around you. Start with your coworkers. Start with your fellow students. Start with the clerk at the store. It's amazing what we can do in the world. It's 7:46. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. We'll be back with your Be Not Afraid Bible Verse.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit,
Spirit,
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
Find you in the hurricane. That's Natalie Grant. Isn't that a good message? Are you in the hurricane right now? Not just a storm, but a hurricane. The Lord's there. Just turn around and talk to Him. That's such a powerful reminder for all of us. I love to hear songs like that because it reminds me that no matter what I'm going through, the Lord is with me. Well, it's 7:50 on Spirit of the Morning. You know what that means. It's time for the Be Not Afraid Bible Verse of the Day. Today we're going to John chapter 9, verse 32, and this will be linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Jesus said this, or the people, I'm sorry, Jesus was about to perform a miracle. This is what the people said. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. Jesus was very well known for his healings, and in this case, he was healing a man who was born blind. He healed him of his blindness just like that, and the man was able to see. The reason I chose this verse is because it reminds us, and look, I need this reminder too. It reminds us that just because something appears to be impossible in your life. You might have a problem that you have never faced before. You might be looking at this huge mountain in front of you, thinking that this can't be done. There's no way. I've been up against something similar to this before, and it's going to turn out bad for me. There is no way this is ever going to work out. And what might happen is you might be tempted to not pray about it, to not seek out the Lord, to not ask Him to help you with the problem, because you'll already feel that it's impossible. This verse reminds us that God can do the impossible. So whatever you're facing in your life, whether it's a medical issue, whether it's a relationship problem, whether it's a problem with your job, whether it's a problem with your finances, whether you're looking at the upcoming election thinking that there is no way this is going to work out, don't underestimate the Lord. Give Him a challenge. Pope Francis has said this so many times. Challenge the Lord. It's not because you don't trust Him. It's because you do trust Him. You trust that He can do the impossible. So give Him the chance to do the impossible in your life. Again, that Be Not Afraid Bible verse. And this is one that you could easily skip over when you're looking for verses to help you with your anxiety. But the reason I chose it was because it reminds us of the fact that just because it's unheard of, just because you're praying for something that everybody's telling you, that's not going to work out, doesn't mean that the Lord can't fix the problem in your life or give you the grace to deal with it. John 9:32, it is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. Well, Jesus did it. So it's not unheard of anymore, right? Oh, man. So listen, check that out, spiritinthemorning.com, and also check out the Christophers. We have them linked at spiritinthemorning.com as well, as in addition to everything we talked about on the program. I really want to thank you for tuning in today. It's great to be able to start my day with you here at Holy Spirit Radio. But I need your help. We need to get the word out about this show to as many people as possible, because the feedback is all good, but a lot of people don't know that we're here because we're still relatively new. I think this is our fifth week on the air. We're the only local Catholic morning show in the Delaware Valley. We're here to help you get your day off to a good start. Let somebody else know about the program today, will you? Somebody in your life, a friend, a coworker, a fellow parishioner, let them know that we're here every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on Holy Spirit Radio, starting your day off the right way. Let somebody else know. You talk about being a Christ bearer, like Tony Rossi was talking about, setting a positive example for someone, like Jesus talked about earlier in the show, in the gospel. You can do that simply by saying, hey, there's this radio show. You don't have to evangelize. In effect, you are evangelizing, but you might not think you know enough. You might not feel comfortable opening your Bible and reading a Bible quote to somebody, but you can let them know about this radio show. So do me a favor. Let somebody know about Spirit in the Morning. We are here for you each day. We want to get you started. We want to get you going. We want to give you a break from all the negativity out in the world. Let them know about our website, spiritinthemorning.com, and let them know that we are here every day. And let me know what you think about the program. Also, as I said earlier in the show, I'm going to say it again. If you need me to pray for you, I'd be happy to do so. Gary@holyspiritradio.org. Now, tomorrow I'm going to be doing the show remotely. Just after voting, I'm going to vote. Our polls open at 6 a.m. tomorrow. I'm going to head over and vote. Right after that, I'm going to do the show remotely and then take off to the airport, where I'm heading down to Birmingham, Alabama for the EWTN radio conference. We are going to be broadcasting live, so I hope you'll join us. We're going to get lots of guests from the radio conference, so stay tuned for more information about that. Let's close with our prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God, our Creator, You gave us the earth to cultivate and the sun to serve our needs. Help us to spend this day for Your glory and our neighbor's good. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, Your Son, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Now, tomorrow on the program, we're going to have on Patty Armstrong, and she'll talk about her recent blog post. We discussed this briefly last week, but I wanted to get her on the show to really embellish a little bit, because I think we're going to need to hear this. 14 Catholic survival tips for the election season. Don't panic. Everything's still under control no matter what happens tomorrow. But listen, you can make a difference. Remember that message. Get out there and vote if you can. It really is our duty as Catholics. Get out there, vote, keep praying. It's all going to work out, but it's all according to God's timing. He knows best. Sometimes things don't work out according to the way we would like, but the Lord knows what He's doing. Continue to trust. Continue to remember that He is in charge no matter what it looks like in your life. Okay, does that sound good? Now, trust me on this. If you're struggling with this, email me, and we'll talk about it. And again, what I would like to do is encourage you to stick around Holy Spirit Radio for the rest of the day. In a few minutes, we'll take you down to Birmingham, Alabama for Daily Mass. We'll broadcast that live. After that, Teresa Tamio. And throughout the day, we are your Catholic voice in the Delaware Valley. Don't be depressed. Turn to Holy Spirit Radio and let us lift you up. Why? Because we proclaim the good news. That's what we do here. We communicate hope. Because there is hope. There is always hope. And I hope that you will join us again tomorrow on the program. Dave Parker, thanks for being here, brother. You did a great job today.
Likewise, Gare. Thank you.
Thank you. And thanks for being my right-hand man. Thanks for keeping things running smoothly here. We got lots of good surprises coming up for you in the weeks to come. We're going to be doing some live music in the studio, so stay tuned. I'm going to have lots more information as we get closer. Remember to check us out on the internet, spiritinthemorning.com. And send me your emails and your prayer requests, Gary@holyspiritradio.org. Let me know if you want me to come out to speak to your parish. I want to lift you up. I want to lift your parishioners up. And I want to let you all realize that the Lord is in charge no matter what, no matter how it feels. Doesn't matter if this has never happened before. If you don't think it's possible, trust me, it is possible because the Lord can do it. And there are plenty of examples in the Bible that we can find. So, again, let us know what we can do for you. We're going to be back here tomorrow with more songs, more scripture, more inspiration, and more good news. And we'll continue to do that each day on Spirit in the Morning. Let somebody know about us. Let them know that we're here. Let them know that we want to help you get your day started off the right way on Holy Spirit Radio, on Spirit in the Morning. Right now, the time is 7:59. We're getting ready to head to Mass in Birmingham, Alabama. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day. God bless you, and we'll see you again tomorrow.